Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm your host, Eddie McDuke. I'm joined as always with John Brian Sheeran and Technology Electric Smoji and Brigitte H.R. Jankars.
To be.
Yeah.
And Matilda the Cat.
Your sledgehammer.
Yes.
And Matilda the Cat.
Hey, so can you explain, Daddy-O, the significance of playing that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Peter Gabriel song, Sledgehammer? Which I was supposed to play lead guitar on, but was canceled at the last minute. What's up with that? Why were you just trying to make me feel bad? What's going on?
I think it's about Joe Burrow being able to fulfill the needs of an entire
team.
And an entire city.
He is our savior.
He is our savior. And let me just say something, John. Since Joe Burrow became the quarterback just 3 years ago, we already have one Bengals Hall of Famer. And we have a number of them on the way.
And while we professionals know who that Hall of Famer is, why don't we remind the simpletons out there who don't? Who
that someone needs to remind Hoji.
Ken Riley is about,
Ken Riley.
About to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
And I am not kidding when I say that can be attributed to Joe Burrow, even though he played 40 years ago. And not only that, John. But we have the Ring of Honor, thanks to Joe Burrow. And we have, what, six people who have been inducted into the Ring of Honor? Four. And we have another two that will be inducted this year. And this Ring of Honor, in honoring our players, has been one of the reasons that the Hall of Fame is like, oh, I see.
We don't want to miss out on the action.
Yeah. They're deserving of respect. Joe Burrow brought us respect. He is our
respect your own
hammer.
People respect you.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually up to six now. Some fans you guys are. There's four that first year.
That's right.
There
that's
were four
I knew
the
it
was first
six.
Year?
I knew
I'm
it was
sorry.
Six.
I'm sorry.
This is coming from the woman, the elitist, powerful.
Well, it's the glasses, Bridget. That's what makes you look so elitist.
It makes me look like I know data. But apparently I know no data.
Who votes on these? Who quote-unquote votes, if you call them true elections?
I've already submitted my Ring of Honor vote.
And is it a secret ballot, Bridget, or can you tell us what you voted for?
I feel like a lot of people tweeted who they voted for.
Did you?
I did not.
Can you tell us, or would you
be happy to.
Shy?
I voted for Chad Johnson and Boomer Esiason.
Boom, boom. That would have been my vote. He and I share the candy bar. It's famous now. We've talked about it on the show. One candy bar. We attacked it from both ends.
I'm going to say this. Hoji, not to step on your toes.
No, please.
There's a lot of deserving people. Because I voted for those two people does not mean other people have to vote for those two people. I think, you know, Boomer did amazing things, took our team to a Super Bowl. And I like what Chad's still doing for the city. He comes out, he amps us up. So those were my votes. But any two votes... That's your choice, your voice, your vote. Vote for whoever you like.
Yeah, they call him Ocho Nuevo, New Eight. I don't know why they call him that.
I don't think they call him that.
Yeah. I mean, it could go so many different ways. And we can look at the people who are up for the Ring of Honor.
And who is that?
Oh, it's these people right here.
Bill
Jim Breach, James Brooks, Chris Collinsworth, Corey Dillon, Boomer Esiason, David Fulcher, Chad
Max
Johnson,
Montoya
Tim
is
Compton.
A friend of the show. I want to remind our viewers that Max Montoya was on the show. He's a friend of the show, and he's actually a personal friend of mine and Daddy's.
He'll get in one day. Might not be this year, though. He'll get
so
in
is now. David Fulcher. He was on the show.
David Fulcher, we predicted his success when he was over our house. We were having a vegan barbecue. Yeah.
David Fulcher came out to the Jackpot Joey golf outing on Sunday, golfed like a full 18 in support.
Wait, hold on. Can I say something? Reggie Williams was on our show.
He was.
Reggie Williams was on our show, and I'm noticing a pattern with the Ring of Honor. If you want to be on the Ring of Honor, just come on our show.
Our show basically is the Ring of Honor.
We said that. Mm. Yeah, remember we said how... We said that Ken Anderson was in our Hall of Fame, and okay, look. So John can't vote. He's not that rich.
I'm in the proletariat. Bridget's in the bourgeoisie, but
exactly. So, look, I would say the most. I understand. Here's my thing. I love Chad Johnson. He's an amazing player. I would say he would be a lock if it was the Ring of Fame, right? So when you think of the Hall of Fame. The name itself implies who left an impact, who is so memorable from his playing career. And that is Chad Johnson. He's probably the most memorable, one of the most memorable players. But it's called Honor, Ring of Honor. And in that way, I think Chad Johnson definitely deserves to be in, but I don't know if he deserves it, John, more than, like you talked about Lamar Parrish. I get that. I think he was amazing. I think even the Corey Dillon, I mean, he's one of the best running backs in NFL history, right? I think a David Fulcher, he kind of revolutionized the game, being like a linebacker in the, playing safety, and that defense was what really he was huge in that Super Bowl run. So, I think those are all good candidates. I think Boomer, obviously, he won the MVP, right? We only have two players in Bengals history with MVPs. But what I don't want to see, and John and I had a back and forth on this, is I don't want to see people honored just because, of their loyalty to the franchise. And I think we know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
John. Yeah.
And for the viewers who don't know who I'm talking about, who are we talking about?
Because Chad was very loyal. I don't know why.
No. No, you're confusing.
I thought Daddy-O was directing that to me.
No. Chad, I'm saying Chad definitely deserves to be in. I think
he's very loyal to the team.
Chad has been a very loyal soul.
That's not what I was talking about. I'm saying just for being loyal. So I'm talking about someone's career wasn't that impressive, but it's like, but he's been
Palmer.
Affiliated with the team for so long.
Carson Palmer?
If you start for an NFL team for multiple years and you stay with the organization in multiple capacities for five decades, how's that not impressive in any way?
So when hate is at stake, John,
yeah.
Carson Palmer is where to look when it comes to Daddy-O. Is it Carson Palmer, Daddy-O?
No.
Daddy-O hates Dave Lapham. I don't understand it.
I don't. No, I'm saying there's no way. I think he should be like in the fifth or sixth.
What has Dave Lapham done to us? I want to know.
Nothing.
Tell me.
No.
What's wrong with Dave Lapham?
No.
He thinks he's like him. He thinks he's a puppet, even though he looks nothing like
him. No, I'm not saying he's a puppet, John. I'm saying if you look at the people.
Who's he a puppet?
If you look at the nominees, okay?
Daddy-O, we're sick of your passive-aggressive crap. Tell us, what has David Lapham done? Tell us.
Well, I will just say, I feel like this attitude of, he loves the team, he's so loyal to the team, he says good stuff about the team, I think that's how we got in the mess that we were in before we got Joe Burrow, because people were satisfied, they were too soft and fuzzy about the franchise. You got to be critical of the team, you got to push the team in new directions. That's how we got, that's how we made the move to get Zach Taylor.
On this list, on this list is no one... Other than Chris Collinsworth, who's been critical of the Bengals, and everybody hates Chris Collinsworth.
Right.
So
like,
what
is that qualifier? Like, Dave Lapham, he's not, like, yes, he's biased towards the Bengals, but it's not his only value to the team. He's a phenomenal. Analyst over the radio.
And
he knows ball more than most former players who commentate on their own team. Dave Lapham has been a staple with the Bengals organization for years. Now, my take with Dave Lapham, I don't think that he should get voted in before pretty much anyone else on this list. I think his getting into the Ring of Honor should be its own separate thing.
That's okay. So we agree.
Yes.
My whole thing is I don't think he should be over anybody.
You're still diminishing him.
No, I'm saying Ring of Honor.
You are.
No. No.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Ring of Honor should be the guys who we are trying to push into the Hall of Fame, right? The first two inductees, they were already in the Hall of Fame, Paul Brown and Anthony Munoz. The second two were the two guys who we next think should have been in the Hall of Fame, right?
John says there were four the first year.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying they would reveal the first two.
Paul Brown.
Yeah, they revealed the first two without the voting. And then the next two, I think, they took to the people, supposedly. The elite, the one percenters, yeah. But what I'm saying is, John, I'm saying even Corey Dillon should go in before Lapham. Even, obviously, David Fulcher. I would say even Chris Collinsworth should go in before Lapham. I think Max Montoya, he was an elite guard.
I really do not want Chris Collinsworth anywhere near the Ring of Honor.
What?
Yeah, no way.
See, that's the
that
attitude
guy,
I don't like.
That guy
that's
always
what I'm
sells
about.
Us out. That, he always sells us out. Anytime you watch, John, be honest with yourself. Anytime you watch the Bengals on primetime, Chris Collinsworth is the announcer. Doesn't
and I'm
he
fine
throw
with
us?
That.
Doesn't he
I'm
throw us under the that. Bus? Come on.
So what?
But no, John, come on. You're a
Chris
journalist.
Collinsworth has never. I don't think he's ever seen the Bengals win on Sunday Night Football.
Mm. Yeah. Well, he's bad luck then.
No, John is saying is like if you're an objective observer and you're watching the Bengals in the primetime games, you're going to be critical.
Even with Burrow, come on.
Now it's different.
Yeah.
But
he always sells us out. He's always negative.
Basically, Bridget.
I know, John, you've got family from Pittsburgh, but I feel like he's got that Steelers thing going on.
John?
Isn't he from Pittsburgh?
Collinsworth? I don't think so. Is he?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I thought he was like a Florida dude. He's a Florida dude.
I was using my intuition.
John. Can we move on? If you are done hating.
Can you stop with
opinions?
The tirades, John?
I would vote for Chad Johnson and Lamar Paris because I think it's a nice balance between a guy
like
who was important in the modern era. He still associates himself with the Bengals often. He obviously should be in. And Lamar Paris, I think, deserves a case to be in the Hall of Fame. And he's one of the early foundation building blocks for the Bengals in the 70s. Both of them deserve
I like it. I think Lamar Paris, Chad Johnson, Corey Dillon, David Fulcher, Max Montoya. Boomer Esiason. I think it should be Boomer Esiason, first of all. I think Boomer needs to be in the next two. Let's be clear. I mean, he was our quarterback for Super Bowl team. He was MVP. He has to be in there. And then I'm fine with Lamar Parrish or the other guys I mentioned.
Yeah. Your whole thing, though, was like this needs to be a vehicle to get guys in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
On top of that, like Ken Reilly never seen himself get inducted into the Ring of Honor. I think broke a lot of people's hearts. We should every single year, at least one person, probably over the age of like 70, should get in just because like it's long overdue.
You know, Lapham is over the age of 70.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what? Lapham, John said, he doesn't even deserve to be on that list. He should be in his own separate. You said he should have a separate list.
Said, John?
John said a separate
John
induction.
Said,
he did
let's,
not say
yeah.
a separate list.
He said maybe a pizza party, maybe a pat on the back and say, hey, thank you for supporting the team. Saying nice things about us.
So,
you know, I've noticed, you know, actually, that is, I got to say, no, but I would say this. I told John, you know who's been with the team for the longest and been the loyalist of all these people is Mike Brown. If Paul Brown gets into the Ring of Honor,
yes,
then you want to take the Lapham Brown.
He bought the ring, it's your
Mike Brown.
He bought the ring, it's his ring.
It's not about it's not solely about longevity. Paul Brown and Mike Brown are not the same people. Paul Brown started the franchise. Paul Brown actually was also really critical to racial equity in early days in the league when no other owner was. I mean, he was saying if my players, regardless of race, can't sleep in the same hotel, then our team's not staying here. Paul Brown, this is not meant to diminish anything Mike Brown has done in his tenure. But you can't put what Paul Brown did and what Mike Brown has done in the same category.
Well, I would say this. Paul Brown.
Bridges is really giving us gems here tonight.
Yeah. But I would say this.
In terms of
Paul
context.
Brown, yes. Paul Brown was one of the brilliant minds in
West
NFL
Coast
history.
Offense.
Great guy. I mean, you know, yes, like you said, he was a forward-thinking guy on so many different levels.
Yeah.
However,
he invented the Bengals and the Browns.
Yes.
That's
however,
two, that's two things.
Yeah. Yes.
But we however, only like one of those things.
Yes.
No.
However, he did not draft Joe Burrow. That in and of itself is the equal of everything that Paul Brown ever did.
He did not give birth to Joe Burrow either.
That's what I'm saying.
That's only Joe Burrow's mama can claim that.
She should be in the Ring of Honor.
That's what I'm saying.
Can
see, now,
we should. We should, because it is her, how should I say, he is the fruit of her womb. And so she really deserves many rings of honor. May I talk about who I think should be inducted into the Ring of Honor and the Hall of Fame, Daddy? Number one.
Jeff Blake.
I agree. Well, I was going to go there. I was going to say number one, of course, my BFF, my spaghetti-loving, you know, guy, Boomer Esiason. And number two, Jeff Blake. Jeff Blake, master of the shake and Blake. And I don't know if you guys know what the shake and Blake is. So you throw the ball in the air, you shake a bit, and then it lands in someone's hands.
Yeah.
He made the team watchable and lovable at a time
not
when they were hateable
and debatable. Let us be very clear. Jeff Blake's play is why the Bengals got Paul Brown the stadium.
Yes.
They got Paul Brown the stadium. Otherwise, John, correct me if I'm wrong, we might not have the Cincinnati Bengals. They may have been a whole other franchise in a whole other city.
Yeah,
John.
They would have been Carolina Panthers. And here's
He should get in eventually.
Yeah, there you go, John. There you go.
Number three.
Overlap him. John is a. Let me just say, John is going all in on Lapham.
He's open-minded. Yeah. Number three, obviously, Icky Shuffle. Icky Woods, he invented the Icky Shuffle.
He played one season.
You got to put that.
Yeah.
Icky Shuffle, we owe him so much. Number four.
AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron, he was there when we needed him.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
Okay. Mike.
John. Look,
the most famous thing about AJ McCarron is his wife.
And his, his
okay,
wife.
Okay, let us move on. We got, topic John's got to go. John's got to go.
John.
So we got to do the show quick, okay? And we have some other things to cover. Number one.
Number two.
The Cincinnati Bengals. They went to Fort Knox.
Wow.
And they were, their backup quarterback. I know that we got rid of Brandon Allen, but we are trying out new things.
God, he was out there. Who is that?
Bad form.
Yeah. And he was playing games. And there you can see Chris Evans. And Chris Evans, okay, he went to Fort Knox and asked that the dog, a canine, attack him. And his teammates videotaped the experience and laughed as he was tackled by the dog. He said, "I really like this. I felt like it's the closest thing you'll get to a live game." This poor guy, this is how little playing time he's gotten. Is
he
that
wants
he
live
is asking, to get some live action.
Yeah,
that is. There's
he's ready for
there.
Week one. He's got to try and like practice not getting tackled by a dog.
Yeah,
they play the Browns week one. They are
that's
dogs.
That's my point.
Yeah. Like,
that's my point.
There is no kink shaming on this show. You want a dog attacking you, man? You got it.
Yeah.
I feel like whether or not it was a nod to week one, it should be a nod to week one. Did you guys also see the clip? It was circulating Twitter. There was a Bengals fan who was a police officer at Fort Knox or in the military. I thought he was a police officer, but he put someone in a Patrick Mahomes jersey and had the dog chase him down and tackle the guy in the Mahomes jersey. No?
Disgusting. Okay. Yeah. But look, so we have other news to get to.
Other news, number two.
Bridget and with those fancy glasses.
Yeah, fancifying our worlds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the news?
News is that John, we have a new right tackle, and his name is Cody Ford. So,
wait a minute.
Not true, but.
Yeah. So if you go to Bengals.com, you can see this, and they're talking about the idea of Cody Ford being an option at right tackle. And John.
Lord, give us a Cody Ford.
Cody Ford starting a right tackle would be the equivalent of, in Daddy's mind, Dave Lapham getting into the Bengals Ring of Honor.
Wow. So that's...
Just keep it real.
Yeah. So there's that. There's that. That's big news. And lastly, John, I want to talk about... Yeah, go ahead.
It was not actually news, right? It was just made up.
Well, it's they're throwing it out there that he could.
He is
play
a
right
tackle.
Tackle.
He's new to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing, John. Last thing is well,
he weighs 329 pounds.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a lot.
I feel
right
like
tackle.
That's
a big boy.
Yeah.
Big boy.
John. Next. John wants. Yeah. Next is that Lyle Collins is back.
Yeah.
He's on the field. He's out there. He's not doing the full.
That wasn't
the
most athletic
not the full
cut, was it? I mean, he was just walking, sort of.
He's still rehabbing, right?
Yes, but he can walk. So that is a relief. We don't have to worry about that.
He's not
that.
Ricky Bobby. Like, we all knew that, you know.
Okay. But he does have a giant sleeve, John.
Yeah.
He's got giant thighs. You see those things? Look like they're on steroids.
There were some thick thighs.
Let's view
thick
that again.
Thick with two C's.
And like right at ankles. The start of his knees, it just bulks up.
He's got some very delicate ankles.
These are interesting observations, but I'm just wondering, John, what is it with putting a sleeve on your leg?
It's cool, man. All the kids are doing it.
Compression.
Okay. So his knee, is it
Look
his
it
knee?
Up.
His knee still needs to be held in place, is what you're telling me.
No. It needs to be compressed, Dadio. Did you not hear the man?
It's too big. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So there, yeah. That is.
Honey, I shrunk the knee.
That I think that's all the news that I have, John.
I feel like this was content heavy. This show.
It was very content heavy.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Please.
I'm appropriating the show just to say thank you to all the folks who gave, donated, sponsored, volunteered for the Jackpot Joey golf outing on Sunday. We raised $10,009 for the Joe Burrow Foundation. And we were lucky enough, Trent Irwin, Stanley Morgan, Kwame Lassiter came out and golfed. And T. Higgins and Dre Kirkpatrick just came to hang out with us. So thanks to everybody. Yeah. And
Dre Kirkpatrick?
Of course, the one and only.
Wow.
Now, Bridget,
there's the link there at the bottom for anybody who wants to donate. Just
if I could
raise
it. Wrong thing. No. If you donate to Patreon, that's causing us mental health concerns.
We will send it. We will send the money.
Sports.
If you donate to the Joe Burrow Foundation, it supports mental health treatment.
But we don't want to confuse them. You don't want to have too many calls to action. Just go to that link. We will take care of the rest. Yeah, go ahead, Hoji, please.
Well, it's okay. That was my question.
Yeah, just patreon.com/
How do
sports.
I give my money? And now I realize I got to give it to patreon.com/DH Sports. And that money will go to good causes.
Nowhere near the Joe Burrow Foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it should, but...
Maybe it should, but...
You can read more about the Joe Burrow...
That it will.
And you can read more about the Joe Burrow Foundation at a2zsports.com/Cincinnati. That
also
link is right
incorrect.
There for you.
We should have John do a master class for sports writing through our show where we charge people to make a lot of money.
And give it to the Joe Burrow Foundation.
Give it to the Joe Burrow Foundation at www.patreon.com.
Patreon.com. Then you just
sports.
Exactly. Yeah. Just right there. Okay. John, I guess that's all we have.
Yeah.
Is that
In
all
fact,
you have,
I'd say
John?
That's a little bit more than we had.
It's a lot more than we have.
Yeah. We didn't have a lot.
It came out strong.
Yeah. We came out kicking, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's May.
Exactly. So with that, don't forget.
No, it's not.
Don't forget to go to patreon.com/DHSports. Pay your taxes. Give donations.
Optional.
You can buy your online groceries. Everything.
Or get Daddy's accountant.
And follow John. Follow Bridget. And I guess follow Hoji.
Yeah.
If you don't want your timeline to blow up, follow Hoji.
Yeah.
Hoji's by far has the best Twitter here. Easily.
Yeah. A lot of animal stuff.
Time. Don't forget to subscribe. Turn on notifications. See you next time. So long. Sweetie. Bye.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.